They turn their mics on and we'll call the Public Safety and Correction Committee meeting November 2nd to order. And Kelly, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Echoes. Are we in the mountains here? All right. Approval of the minutes of October 5th.
So moved.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Tina, are you on?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
The first item I have is a correction to an item I brought to you last month. It's for the mobile connection licenses for the MDTs and the Android CAD that Fire and EMS are using. There was a misunderstanding with that quote. For the same price that I asked for last month, we can get 62 licenses. And that should be able to help us be able to do what we need to do as far as connecting more fire departments and EMS agencies as the radio project moves forward.
So I guess what was the original number?
The original number was 100 licenses. Mr. Hopkins actually asked for that quote before he left. The vendor misunderstood and thought he was asking for a maintenance number. So he gave us a maintenance number for the 100 licenses. So since that same amount, we can get 62 new licenses. That's why I'm coming back to you with that corrected number.
And that's going to be sufficient?
Yes. The sheriff's office is taking some of their fixed assets off of this and going another route for their connections. And both with combination, we should be fine.
It's the same amount of money.
Exactly, yes.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. The second item I have is a renewal of the emergency notification system that the county's been using for over 10 years now. It's code red. The amount is $21,656.25. That's zero increase, and we do have it budgeted. That would be for the 2021 year.
Okay.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yeah, so the second paragraph in that quote says that it increases the amount of consideration listed, and the county understands it may be required to purchase additional system minutes. What is that exposure amount to?
It's, we have a set amount of minutes per year. We've never gotten near our maximum allotment, and we have some years done several widespread notifications in the county. It's just the understanding that if we go over those minutes, I believe it's 10,000, that we would have to pay an amount that was already agreed upon in the contract.
Okay, and so it's no different than previous years.
No, exactly. And Scott, we've that was the way that we the contract was structured from the beginning. What it would really take, and it's been a long time. We did an analysis of it. It would take, you know, a number more than a couple regional events like floods or things that require evacuation or shelter in place to even come close to that.
Or like a pandemic, maybe.
Yeah, if we had to start doing calls on that, it might.
All right.
Anything else?
Join the meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Anything else, Tina? Okay, thank you.
Sheriff, are you there? James?
So I guess we'd skip him.
So it says connecting to or something.
It's James's camera dropping down to look at our faces. Yeah.
Are you there, Sheriff? He's muted.
He's muted again now.
There we go. I think I got it now.
Yep.
I can hear you.
All right. I don't know if that's me making that buzzing noise or somebody else. I have two things. One is to put out to bid some granite markers for the Memorial Park. As you'll recall, all the money in that account was donated specifically for that. We want to put that out to bid to three different purveyors of granite markers so that we can be within the purchasing guidelines.
I'll move it. I'll second it.
What's the cost? What do you think the estimated cost is going to be?
I don't know yet. That's why we're putting it out to bid so we can find out.
So what do you have in that fund?
Hold on. Yeah. I believe it's around 14,000 in the county fund.
It must be the speaker right above you.
Anybody have any questions for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough money in your fund to cover the bids, will you come to the legislature for additional funds, or will you try to get it outside of the legislature in donations?
Try to do it through donations. I have no plan to come back to the county for any funds for this that have been donated.
Okay.
And there's, I just looked it up, there's 16,000 and change in that capital project.
Jack.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for the chair? Do I have a motion in the second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right. The second thing I have is the 2021 DWI crackdown grant has been awarded. It's a total of 17,000, 5,668 specifically to the sheriff's office, 11,332 for use with our partner agencies.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
How do you determine the 11,000 distribution?
It's strictly through reimbursement. We have, I believe it's six partner agencies. They submit an accounting sheet for the hours they did in the crackdown events with us. The crackdown events are the ones that are specific to holidays, and they have to be between the certain time periods. And then once we receive the verified reimbursement sheets, then we come back here for checks to be cut to them.
Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anything else, Sheriff?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, have a great day.
Jim, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Got several items for you this morning. First is the acceptance of a corner stretcher quote. This was a formal quote done by the purchasing department. There were two vendors that provided the quote. I'd like to award the quote to Furno in the amount of $13,314.85. The second one came in from Stryker, and it was about $600 more than the one that we want to award to. And this money is budgeted in this year's capital projects, or in this year's major equipment.
Number again, Tim?
$13,314.85.
How many stretchers is that?
That's one stretcher. So the stretcher that we currently have in the quarters van is about 20 years old.
Tim Allen got his hands on that stretcher and kind of upgraded it.
Wow.
Yep, that's the cost for a medical stretcher. The current one we have in the van right now is about 20 years old and has definitely seen better days.
Is that a different than a stretcher that's in an ambulance?
Nope. It's the same type of stretcher. Actually, if you went with an ambulance package, it would be even more expensive than that.
Judas.
God.
And this is for a corpse, right?
Yes, that's correct. This is for the coroner's van. And it should probably last us. I would think that's going to last us a long time. Longer than I'm going to be here anyways.
Well, I hope I get to...
Is it a self-powered one?
It does raise and lower by electric. It has a electric battery in it, very similar to a power tool battery. I think it's like a 24-volt battery that goes in it that allows the stretcher to raise and lower the legs to raise and lower. It's going to be easier operation for the one-man coroner's aide that runs that unit. That's what we're looking for, is to try to provide them with a stretcher that's going to allow them to run operations by themselves rather than have to pay two coroner's aides to go out on runs. And I think I'm froze. My video froze. So are you guys still with me? Check with Jack, see if he's... What's that?
Second.
Discussion.
I thought this was a dying business.
Hardy, har, har.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. And the coroner's aides, thank you. Next on the agenda is a Telvate contract. Telvate is the radio engineers that we hired several years ago to assist us with our radio communications projects. This is a grant-funded piece. We use Telvate, or have used Telvate, to work through our ongoing radio projects and assist us in working through the technical engineering piece of that and trying to keep Motorola in check. So this project is $84,000 for consultant fee and then $3,600 for third-party FCC licensing. And I am disconnected.
Are you guys having problems in the chamber? Is it just us at EOC?
I think it's just you, Jack.
Okay, because Tim and I dropped.
Jack, last time when Tim's video froze, mine froze as well, but I could still hear Tim on the audio.
Oh, could you? Yeah, ours froze right up.
I have audio through the phone rather than through the computer, so that might help a little bit. So again, the Telvate contract, $84,000 for consultant services, $3,600 for third-party FCC licensing, for estimated total of $87,600. This is grant-funded through Homeland Security.
I'll move it.
It looks like the chambers is muted.
Could you hear me, Jack?
I got you, Tom. Yep.
Okay.
Can you hear us now?
Gotcha.
Yep. Gotcha.
I'll move it. I'll move it for discussion.
We're already past it. We're moving on, Tom.
Moving on.
I guess I blanked out there.
Very good.
Okay.
The next is fiber connection to the Alford Tower site. We've been in the works with Allegheny County to power up the Whitesville site. We did a comparison between the Alford site and the Whitesville site. To run fiber to the Whitesville site directly is going to be like $500,000. So what we're going to do is we're going to partner with Allegheny. We're going to run into the Alford Tower site for $74,400. And then we're going to use... Alfred or Allegheny County's microwave to hop over to the Whitesville site to power our equipment over there. So I'd like request agreement with STN for $74,400 for connection to the Alfred Tower site.
Move it for discussion.
Second.
Discussion.
You say it was grant funded?
Yes, this is grant funded through Homeland Security. It's already covered as part of the grant.
Okay.
Tim, this is Jen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you have an agreement with Allegheny County? I think we need an intermunicipal agreement as well.
Yeah, you're probably correct, Jen. I can't recall whether we did that already or not, but I think you're right. I think we would still need an intermunicipal agreement. We do have one for the use of the Whitesville site. But I don't know if we have an intermunicipal agreement for the Alfred's use of the Alford site.
Yeah, I think it just addressed the Whitesville site. So you would have to have a second motion on that issue as well.
Okay, thank you, Jen.
So would the second one have to be to enter into
intermunicipal agreement to contract for that site?
I'll make that motion.
So we're going to have two motions here. So the first motion is to accept or to award this contract for $74,400. Okay. And we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So the second one would be a resolution to enter into a municipal agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Okay, moving on.
The next item. Next item I have is a change order with Graybar for the generator and UPS project at the 911 center. After we had Randy Hurd here from Labella looking at the whole internal electrical system within the building, he recommended the inclusion of a new automatic transfer switch. We've had a lot of problems with the transfer switch that's currently here, and he recommended we replace the transfer switch, and then we also put in a manual transfer switch in a quick connect panel for the ability to be able to turn on it or bring in an external generator to power the building if we have any internal failures similar to what we had before. This is a change order to the current contract. It's covered under Homeland Security grant. It's $86,527.78. That includes all the equipment and the maintenance, electrical work that needs to be installed, the labor.
And Tim, do you want to discuss, because, you know, when we saw these quotes, we were, surprised at how high they were. We worked with Randy while we've been out here from Labella to review them to make sure that they are in line with, you know, what he would expect as, you know, an electrical engineer. Long story short, he said they are. But did you want to also talk about the sort of the add-on or what they recommended that was a little bit different?
Yeah, the additional piece is that manual transfer switch and quick connect panel, which would allow us to be able to, if we had a failure to either the generator or the UPS within the building, we'd be able to bring an external generator in and do a quick connect and manually transfer it over so that the building would run independently on a separate external generator. So that was the additional piece that Randy had recommended for the building.
And since we have funds in the grant funds, as staff, our thought was that it was a good idea.
So this is zero county cost?
That's correct. This is all covered under Homeland Security grant funding. It's part of the ongoing project.
Exactly.
My well, God. Even though we're getting a lot of money, that's your 911 cell phone surcharges.
Or a piece of it.
Well, the state embargoes most of it. We haven't had any indication because they get a lot of heat for keeping the, you know, the 75% that they do instead of giving us, you know, a full 50% or more. So we haven't gotten any indication from the state that these funds are at risk. But again, you never know.
I think it'd be very difficult for the governor to keep these funds and not be in trouble with the federal government because they've already been in hot water for the amount of money that they're not giving back to the locals with this funding.
So this is just an automatic switch and a manual switch. There's no ongoing annual maintenance cost to them, is there?
I'm sorry, that's correct.
Dark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So did I hear what the actual number, Tim? I'm not sure I heard what the actual number was.
The total is 86,527.
So do we have a motion to approve this?
I'll move it. Is this going to fix our issue out there with the generator? Because we've been grappling with this for over, what, years now?
Yeah, the last piece is the transfer switch, and that seems to be the issue that we're dealing with right now. Now that the UPS and the generator has been replaced, the transfer switch is the last piece that we're finding issue with.
Okay, I'll second it.
Further discussion?
And this was all, not to belabor the point, this was all a result of us saying we should have an engineering firm come in and look over the entire system and get us upgraded to where we need to be. So that's what LaBella did.
Yes, that's correct.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anything else?
Yeah, I have a quick question.
I had one other item, if I could.
Go ahead.
I had sent you an email late last week in regards to bid for generator maintenance. In doing some maintenance work on our generators, we do not have a regular vendor that does maintenance work on our generators. So talking with Andy, we want to put a bid out for generator maintenance for our tower generators. What happened was is Homeland Security basically said, rather than using a single vendor, they would recommend us doing a bid. That way it'd be covered under the grant funding. So that's what we'd like to do is put a request out for bid for generator maintenance for tower site generators.
I'll move it. I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anything else, Tim? You have a question,
Fred? No, that's all I have.
Yeah. Question, Tim. The VHF tower in Jasper, where do we stand on that?
So the engineers have been out there working on that system. trying to determine where the interference is coming from. They've put some test equipment on there, monitored it for a week or so. The vendor of the tower, Crown Castle, was doing some maintenance work on the building, on the tower site, I should say. So we wanted to make sure that they got all of their equipment off before we finished our testing there to determine what the problem was. We wanted to make sure that their equipment wasn't causing the problem that we have there with the interference. So there'll be additional testing this week. Once we determine where we're at, once that testing's complete, then they'll determine what repairs or changes need to be made to the system to eliminate the problem.
Daryl.
At last month's meeting, I brought up my concern about the EMS study. And that was awarded, that contract was awarded a year ago this month. And has there been any more progress since the
Yes, I mean, I think you were involved with the town hall meetings that we had a couple of months ago. We've had some additional discussions with the vendors. They were waiting for some data from AMR Corning for their call volumes for 2019 because it appears that some of AMR's data was not in our CAD records. Because they run such an independent operation with some of their transfers and transports. So the consultants now have that data, and they're putting that data together. And then the last piece is continuing to have discussions with the CORES in regards to what the CORES are expecting or see out of our system right now, what they would like to see in the future, and then we'll be wrapping that project up. I had a conference call scheduled with them 2 weeks ago that I had to cancel because we got really busy here at the EOC with testing and things like that. So we rescheduled for last week. The consultants ended up having a conflict, so we had to cancel that. So I'm hoping this week we'll be able to get back with them, have our final discussions, and we'll get that wrapped up.
And how much are we paying for this study?
Was it 50,000?
55,000?
58,000?
58,000? Yeah.
And we won't like the results. All right. Anything else for Tim? Jack, you got anything? Chris?
Nothing on my end.
Anybody else have anything?
Hey, just real quick, Mrs. Brooks. A couple of things on the traffic diversion program as far as update. With great help from Jen Prosick and Craig Patrick, we have the IMAs drafted, and those should be going out almost immediately. Certainly they'll be out this week to the towns, to localities to begin sharing revenues. And I don't have the exact number, but my understanding is as of Friday, we have met our revenue goal for the year as we expressed as part of the budgeting process. So that's moving forward as expected or better. And I'm very pleased with the group we're using, and thanks for your support in getting that done. I also wanted to mention one other thing. The sheriff's not here and he didn't pat himself on the back, so I guess I have to do it. But in the with regard to that Ballum murder, which just occurred in the town of Pulteney, just to give you folks an idea of how valuable the sheriff's office was, there was one state police investigator available in Steuben County who did not have COVID-19 when that murder came in. There was one trooper on in the Pena Post barracks. I'm not sure if there were more than two on in Bath. So we were desperate for law enforcement when a call came in about three armed men. The sheriff's CERT team went over, set the perimeter, made a lot of folks. I've got some family in the area. Made a lot of folks a lot more comfortable with what was going on, seeing that presence there. And sheriff's officers, deputies came through, did a lot of key that they don't usually do. Jim's developed that capacity, and they did things and worked seamlessly with state police. It was phenomenal. And investigator Don Lewis was a key part of the confession process here. He was in the whole time, and you know, until 1:30 in the morning, we finally got the confession. So the sheriff's office, it's a state police arrest, but the sheriff's office came up huge for Steuben County and just showed just how critical they are right now, particularly with the state police either with a COVID possibility or being called away to other insurrections around the state. So I think the sheriff should be made aware. His guys did a fantastic job. That's it.
Thank you, Brooks.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're out of here.
Thank you, everybody.